Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue the reflection on the teaching of St. John, the beloved apostle. The church gives us in the first reading at Mass each day this week. I mentioned yesterday, if you have some time, take a few minutes to read through the whole letter. It's not very long. It's just five chapters long. And read through it slowly with the help of the Holy Spirit. A little commentary I was mentioning, I find very useful, the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, the RSV Catholic Edition. Very good footnotes in it. So if you come up against something that you kind of gets a head scratcher and you can't quite answer, that's a good place to get some help. But there's so much there you will be able to understand, and the Holy Spirit will help you understand as well. And as I was beginning today's program, just thinking, what a joy and a privilege it is to be able to communicate God's Word and to be able to reflect on it and to go deeper. And it's God's Word is like never ending in its depth. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, it's just a layer that God has shown you. And he takes you deeper and deeper. And as we become more transformed internally, heart and mind, the more we're made capable and enabled by the help of the Spirit to take in the Word of God in a way that continues to contribute to the transformation of our lives and the ongoing renewing of the mind. And when our mind gets healed, when we begin to see things the way the Lord sees things, and our will and our flesh is come under the grace of the Holy Spirit more in our life. Because what is the Christian life? What does it mean to be a disciple? It means to follow Jesus and to live under the lordship of Jesus. Scripture is very clear, teaching us that he came, right? Jesus died and rose again, that he would be Lord of both the dead and of the living. All things are put under his feet. All things are given to him by the Father. And it's Jesus' commission from the Father to bring the kingdom and bring everything under the reign and the rule of God, which is not a domineering, dominating vision, but Jesus came to wash our feet, to serve, and to offer us the kingdom of God. Now, in the end, when he comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead, he will put to an end all opposition to God the Father and God the Father's reign and God the Father's kingdom. But he's here with us now with great mercy, tenderness, force, and strength and uncompromising truth. And all of that's part of how Jesus is with us. And he wants the Holy Spirit. He wants us to yield to the grace of the Spirit so we can be transformed into thinking, experiencing. Even our emotions get healed when we're rightly aligned with the Lord. And over time, it comes. It's gradual. It doesn't happen overnight. But it comes, and the more we just allow ourselves, allow our mind to soak in the Word of God, allow the Spirit to touch our hearts, we're transformed more and more into the image of Jesus. And then what we can do is the thing that we're made to do, the most important thing, which Jesus called the first and the greatest, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what John the Apostle in this letter is really all about. He takes up that theme over and over and over again. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the programs this week, I'd encourage you to just go to Renewal Ministries website and download our app, the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to everything we've got anytime you want. You don't have to be up early in the morning to hear it on the radio show. You could also get the Ave Maria app. There's just so much good stuff there. Different programs. Our television programs are on our app, but many of the programs that are on Ave Maria Radio as well. They're so good. So I'm going to take up what was part of yesterday's reading, and then hopefully I'll get into this Thursday reading as well before the program is over. Here's John again. Beloved, if God's so loved us, we also must love one another. Remember what he said, God so loved the world. That's John in John 3:16, the famous passage. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God so loved you that he gave his only son. He loves you with everything. If God so loved us, we also must love one another. It's a distinctive characteristic, a defining characteristic of the children of God, that the ego, the flesh, self-centeredness, inordinate self-love, pride, arrogance, unforgiveness, all these things that separate people and all the things, you know, sort of unrighteous ambition and things like that, that we get ourselves as human beings in a place where we use other people. People become a means to an end, my end, my success, my comfort, my pleasure, my will be done kind of thing. That's what the Holy Spirit, when Paul says at a certain point, he said, I think it's chapter 8 of Romans, he said, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you'll live. So we learn through God's help and through the grace of the Spirit to subdue the drives that put us in a position in our mind and will of superiority over other people. And we feel free to use other people, sometimes as stepping stones to where we want to get. That's a deep blindness. It's pride. Pride is blinding. The world celebrates it, so we think we're on top of the world when we're moving in our pride and our ambition and the rest. But it's profoundly, profoundly blinding. Because pride leads us to the place where we think that the things we achieve and pursue and the gold and the glory and everything in this world and the honors and the power and the pleasure, that we're getting the real stuff. We're getting real gold, but it's fool's gold. What's valuable on the earth, friends, is human beings. I mean, all of God's creation is good and all of God's creation is valuable, but what's of most value is those who bear the image of God, eternal creatures. Human beings are going to live forever, either in heaven or in hell. We're going to live forever. Everything else in this world, every business, every ball team, every movie ever made, every bank, everything's going to pass away. And in that passing away, we already know civilizations come and go, right? The great civilizations, all we have is just little artifacts from them. That's going to happen with our civilization too, eventually. Because all civilizations die, as St. Augustine said, why do civilizations die? Because they end up loving the wrong thing. That is, loving self, loving pride, loving power, loving domination, loving all that sort of thing, as opposed to loving God and truly loving neighbor. Loving neighbor is not just, it's not a feeling primarily. Jesus doesn't say, I command you to feel toward this person this way. He says, love. Love's ultimately a decision. It's a decision to will the good of the other, to will this person's good. How do we know what it is? That person's good is because we know that God made them, and God made them for the glory, and God made them to live a life of love itself, right? To live a life of faith, hope, and love, and forgiveness, and kindness, and the kind of things, humility, service, the things that Jesus exalted. Or think about the Beatitudes sometimes. Think of, you know, you see the character and the image of Jesus expressed perfectly in the Beatitudes. He was poor in spirit. He mourned, you know, his heart broke from, he mourned with people, but he mourned at the condition of the fallen human race. He wept over Israel because its failure to connect with God in the way they were made to connect, right? He was meek, strength under control. He hungered and thirsted for holiness and righteousness. He was merciful. He was pure in heart. He single-hearted love for God the Father and love of neighbor. He was a man of peace. He brought things into right order. He made peace with God for us by dying on a cross. And ultimately, he was despised and rejected by men. He suffered greatly, great injustices, but he did it out of love and out of obedience for the Father. And this is the character of Jesus. This is what he wants us to be, and we want to affirm and help others grow in this image and likeness that's given to us in the person of Jesus. John goes on and says, no one has ever seen God. Yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. His love is brought to perfection if we stay in God, day in and day out. Friends, there's a lot to be said for staying in and hanging in there every day. Your difficult days, good days, all days. John continues, this is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and believe and the love God has for us. Such an important paragraph here. Let's just touch on some of the key points. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us his Spirit. Jesus said that he must go, he would send the Spirit. He said, for all those who are baptized into him, all those who believe in him, he would come and dwell in us in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. You are a temple of the living God. God is remaining in you. He's present in you. He's come to make his home in you. The down payment of an eternal inheritance has already been given to those who are baptized into Christ. And it's important to see how much John talks about how much what love is from the divine perspective. God the Father's perspective on love is tied directly to the Son and his saving deeds for us, and his the salvation he brought to the world. The reason I'm saying that is today there's attitudes in the church that it's just everybody has access to this and they're all moving in it, and everybody already has the love that they need and they're on the right track. Whatever path you're on, whatever bliss you want to follow spiritually, this is your thing. Do it. Just receive it. And in many cases, there's never a mention of the person of Jesus. Is it possible for someone who doesn't know Jesus to come into God's love? Yeah, sure, it is. But ultimately, it's come through the person of Jesus Christ who died on a cross, who perfected that love in the flesh, died and rose again, and poured out his Holy Spirit, which is love itself being poured out into human hearts. And so what ends up happening too often in the world is Jesus gets minimized, or as Pope Benedict XVI said, he gets emptied of his full significance and the unique center of all things that he is, including revealing the love of the Father. He says, moreover, we have seen and testify is the Son of God. God remains in him and he in God. Do you see how important that is and why the church needs to evangelize and bring people to see and to acknowledge Jesus so they can confess him, walk in him, love him? This is the direction that the God the Father desires for the whole of creation. And at the end of time, when he comes again, everybody will acknowledge it either freely or they will just simply bow their knee, recognizing the majesty, the glory, and the lordship of Jesus. And those who didn't know him when they see him, if they responded to the light that they were given deep in their heart, because only grace can help you do that. And if that's what they're doing, when they see him, they will be overjoyed and they'll say, that's what I saw. He's the one. I didn't know. And they'll embrace him and Jesus will embrace them. The reading from today, from Thursday. Beloved, we love God because he first loved us. Love is God's idea. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he's a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Boy, this is just a constant theme from John. John is living in the great commandment. He's living and telling us what's first and of greatest importance. You know, you could literally go to the moon. You could be the first one to land on Mars. You could own every company on the planet. You could invent many things that people like. But if you die without learning to love, and learning to love as God defines love, and receiving the mercy of God through his son Jesus, who has come to teach you how to love and empower us how to love. If you have all those things and acquired all those things and you have not love, you're nothing. That's literally what the scripture says. And we stand before God, he's going to say, did you learn to love? Did you love my son? Did you love my father? Did you love your neighbor? The Holy Spirit has been given and poured into our hearts. He's the love of God. And he wants to help us love our neighbor, to love, forgive, to wash their feet, just to be good toward them as God is good toward us. Friends, let's do that by the grace of God. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.